River City Flooring. There's no better time to buy than now with easy pick payment plans. 12, 14, or 36 months with no interest. River City Flooring, now carrying Garver Blinds. Highway 62 East, where quality matters and their number one priority is you.
Scott Tabor Shelter Insurance is proud to support our Mountain Home Bombers. The team at Scott Tabor Shelter Insurance understands and appreciates that professional, dedicated work both on and off the field is a win for both the team and the community. Our Mountain Home Bombers don't shy away from a challenge. They take pride in themselves, their team, and their community. Together, everyone achieves more, and the team at Scott Tabor Shelter Insurance can't wait to cheer the Bombers on through their next great season. Go Bombers!
We've got 8 minutes left to play in this one. It will be Greenwood's ball as they lead Mountain Home 39-38. Inbound pass goes to Robbins. We're back underway. Robbins into the front court. He'll dribble to the right side. Gives it to Forbes in the corner. He's going to try for another three-pointer. This one will not go. And Ellison gets the rebound for Mountain Home. He'll throw it to Bickford. It's a full-court man for Greenwood. Bickford almost lost the handle of the ball, but he's able to control the dribble. He's into the front court, trying to get some distance between him and his defender, and he does to avoid the five-second count. Now Bickford dribbling on the right side, takes a screen from Dewey, finds Dewey on the near the corner. He's going to drill to the low block, pull up for the jumper, no good. Gets the offensive rebound, puts it back up off the glass, and Mountain's back on top.
Yeah, that's where you want to see Dewey, but just man up and go through those guys just like he did right there. Good steal by Reed right here.
Ellison with the steal, back the other way, for the layup, good. 10th turnover against Greenwood. That is 6 points on the night for Ellison. 42-39. Mountain Home's back up by three.
Yeah, great two possessions right there to start this fourth quarter for the Bombers.
Robinson with up top. Throws over to Forbes on the left side. Down in the corner to Kennan. Kennan's going to drill towards the paint. Pull outside the lane for the jumper. Good. Well, he's been doing that all night.
Yeah, that same little floater shot that he's got going on right there.
16 on the night for Kennan. Back to a one-point game. Mountain Home up 42-41. 6:45 left in the game. Bickford into the front court, dribbling on the left wing. Takes the screen from Dover. Throws up top to Dewey. Dewey drills toward the right side. Gives there to Carson. Carson up at the top. Over to Dewey on the right. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Will not go. And the rebound's controlled by Kennan. Kennan back the other way. He's going coast-to-coast for a layup. No good. Preston tries to tip it back up. He is fouled on the way up on the block shot. And he'll head to the free throw line with 6:22 left to play in the game. Robert Dover picks up his third personal foul, team foul number four against Mountain Home here in the second half. So Peyton Preston at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has yet to score in this game. First shot is up, in and out, no good.
A good foul there then, since we didn't give up the 2 points. You know, it looked like he was going to get two. So, you know, hustle play there by Dewey, by Dover, I think was who they got on the foul.
Yes.
Right there. And good hustle play. You know what? Even if he makes it, it only costs us one instead of two.
Dover checks out of the game. He's replaced for the first time tonight by Dodge Harris, senior on the team. Preston's second free throw up. No good. He misses both. Rebounds knocked around. Kennan's able to control it, and Greenwood will keep possession. Ball goes over to Robbins on the right side. 42-41. Mounts home up. Wright has it. Now throws over to Kennan on the left. Back over on the right side to Wright. Here's Ligon, who checked in before the second free throw. That gives it. Now ball's up top to Wright. Over to Ligon on the right side. He'll drill toward the top, throws over to Wright on the left, down on to Preston in the corner. And his pass is stolen by Bickford. Back come the Bombers.
Yeah, this didn't look good there for Greenwood. He looked like he was going to turn that over as soon as he touched the ball.
Uh-huh. Bickford takes the screen, dribbles to the free throw line, kicks out to Carson on the right side.
Yeah, you saw Bickford taking that shot in the first quarter here, and now the Bombers are being a little more hesitant on the offensive end.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see them be aggressive and get those shots in.
Dodge Harris throwing it on the left right side to Carson. Carson dribbling towards the elbow. Now picks up his drill, finds Dodge Harris. Back over to Carson. Over to Ellison on the left wing. Out to Bickford behind the arc. He'll take the screen from Dewey. Dribbling to the free throw line. He's going to pull up for the jumper. A late foul call. And Kai Bickford's going to the free throw line. I think it was a right call. I'm just not sure why I was waiting to call it.
Yeah, well, the official out top out here had it too. He came running in with the call. And so they both had had it. But it did take these officials waiting a little bit to see what they're going to call.
Joshua Ligon with his second personal foul. That does put Mount Home in the bonus. But this is going to be two shots regardless. Bickford's first free throw is up and in. That's his first free throw attempt of the night. He has 11.
You got 5 minutes left in the game. Let's break this down into 2 minutes. 2 minutes, 2 minutes, and 1 minute, right? Can win the first 2 minutes, and then at that point we can see where we stand and what we need to do there.
Sam Forbes and Parker Gill check back in for Greenwood. Bickford gets the second free throw. He has 12. 44-41, Mountain Home up. A little over 5 minutes left in this contest. Wright with it up top. He'll give it to Robbins. Over on the left wing to Kennan. Kennan will drill toward the top, throws over to Wright on the left side. He's going to try for the three for the tie. No good. Gill gets the offensive rebound. He puts it back up, off the glass and in.
Parker Gill inside.
Parker Gill with 7 points off the bench. Mountain Home up 44-43, and the Bombers going to take a timeout. We'll break with 4:43 left to play in the game. Again, Mountain Home up 44-43. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
They don't just sell products, they provide solutions. River City Flooring has the largest selection of flooring of all types. Luxury vinyl, waterproof, carpet, tile, laminate, and more. Don't just stop at the floor, get the kitchen or bath of your dreams with River City Flooring. There's no better time to buy than now with easy pick payment plans. 12, 14, or 36 months with no interest. River City Flooring, now carrying Garber Blinds. Highway 62 East, where quality matters and their number one priority is you.
Scott Tabor Shelter Insurance is proud to support our Mountain Home Bombers. The team at Scott Tabor Shelter Insurance understands and appreciates that professional, dedicated work both on and off the field is a win for both the team and the community. Our Mountain Home Bombers don't shy away from a challenge. They take pride in themselves, their team, and their community. Together, everyone achieves more, and the team at Scott Tabor Shelter Insurance can't wait to cheer the Bombers on through their next great season. Go Bombers!
Well, Mountain Home takes her last full timeout of the night. They have 1:32 timeout left. So Greenwood with two fulls and 1:30. 4:43 left to play in the game. Mountain Home up 44-43. And it looks like Greenwood's bracking off the press this time.
Yeah, you know, Mountain Home's kind of in the – they like to go with those two bigs, and they got Dover and Dewey back in there together. But when they're pressing, it kind of puts a lot of pressure on your guards there.
Ellison throws it to Carson in the left corner. He'll drill out towards the wing. His pass to Bickford knocked away. It's stolen by Forbes. He's back the other way for the layup. Good. And Greenwood's back on top. Sam Forbes with 12 points on the night. Our third lead change this evening as Greenwood's up 45-44. 4:12 left to play in the game. Bickford with it at the free throw line. Throws it to Ellison in the right corner. He's going to dribble towards the paint. Kicks, tries to throw it to Dewey. Ball's knocked away by Forbes. Luckily, Mountain Home's able to keep it after Dewey couldn't handle the pass.
Yeah, it's a good look there by Reed. Just kind of couldn't grab a hold of that ball for Dewey. I think if he would have, scored right there. But good look there by Reed driving the baseline and finding Dewey.
Inbound pass goes to Bickford on the left side. Bombers trail by one with about 4 minutes left. Bickford dribbling up toward the top. Again, man-to-man for Greenwood. Now Bickford goes over to the right side. Takes a screen from Dover. Throws it out to Carson. Back to Bickford. Down to 3:45. Another screen by Dover as Bickford goes into the corner. His pass to Dover at the elbow. Back out to Bickford. Takes another screen. Pulls up at the elbow for the jumper. Good!
Yeah, there we go, Kai. That's the shot we need you taking right here.
Fourth lead change as Mountain Home's back on top, 46-45. Bickford has 14 on the night. 3:25 left to play in the game. Here is Kennan. Throws it over to Robbins on the left side. Up top it goes to Forbes. Over to Kennan on the left. Up top to Wright. He's going to try for the three to get the lead back, and he gets it. Jay Wright with 6 points on the night. Our fifth lead change this evening as Greenwood is now up by two.
Yeah, there was that first 2 minutes there, Matt, that we got beat by six. We're going to have to break it down these next 2 minutes, see if we can have the lead after it.
48-46, Mountain Home trailing with less than 3 minutes left. Bickford tries another jumper at the free throw line. This one will not go, and Greenwood comes up with a rebound. Here is Wright with it. He dribbles to the left side, gives over to Forbes on the left wing. His three-pointer will not go. Gets his own rebound, though, and he'll be fouled before they can commit the turnover. Braden Dewey picks up his third personal foul. That's the fifth team foul against Mountain Home here in the second half, and so Green will inbound it on the baseline with 2:40 left. 48-46, Bulldogs with the ball and the lead. Gill takes the inbound pass, gives it to Wright. Now over to Robbins. Over to Forbes on the right side. Down the corner goes to Wright. He's met by a double team. Kicks out to Forbes. To Kennan, he pulls up for the turnaround jumper. No good. And the rebound comes to Ellison.
That's the best thing that could happen for Mountain Home right there. They were kind of bleeding the clock around in that zone, and he took the shot, which open shot, but good miss there for – good things can happen maybe from this miss there.
Here's Bickford with it. He dribbles to the right side, gives it there to Carson on the wing. Carson will dribble up to the top. Now picks up his dribble, trying to figure out where to go with it. Finds Ellison on the right side. Ellison will take the screen from Dover, dribble into the lane, going in for the layup. He can't get – oh, but he draws contact. He'll head to the free throw line with 1:55 left. Aiden Kinnon picks up his first personal foul. That's the eighth team foul against Greenwood here in the second half. So Reed Ellison at the free throw line. So far he is 2 of 2 with 6 points. First free throw is up and in. So if he gets this next one, we'll have our first tie of the evening. This game's had 5 lead changes. Second shot for Ellison is up, and he gets both. 8 points on the night for Ellison. Our first tie, we're knotted up at 48 with less than 2 minutes left.
Let's go, Bombers. Let's get a big stop right here and let's go down and score.
Here's Kinnon with it. He dribbles up to the top, throws over to Robbins on the left side. Back up top to Kinnon. Over to Forbes on the left. Down the corner to Gill. His pass to Kinnon, knocked away, stolen by Mountain Home. And now Ellison has it on the right side. Gives it to Bickford there on the wing. Down to a minute and a half left to play in this in regulation. Bickford dribbling to the left wing, goes to the corner. He's going to pull up for the jumper, for the lead. Rolls around and goes in.
Great job there by Kai, being aggressive, seeing the goal. Hey, there's that 2 minutes. Mountain Home won those 2 minutes.
Forbes back the other way for the layup. He can't get it to go. Kinnon with the offensive rebound. Kicks out to Robbins for the three and the lead. Good. LJ Robbins with 8 points on the night. And there's a stoppage of play. Sam Forbes is slow to get up. And I think Green was going to go ahead and take the timeout. They are. So we'll break with 107 left to play in the game. It is Greenwood leading Mountain Home 51-50. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
We don't expect you to call a banker to fix your leaky faucet, just like no one expects you to be an expert in the home buying or selling process. That's why you have a realtor. When you hire a professional realtor like me, Kim Conan with Southern Breeze Real Estate, I work for you to ensure you are appropriately priced, correctly marketed, and get your home sold in a timely manner, allowing you to focus your energy on what you're best at. Kim Conan, Southern Breeze Real Estate, 425-8868.
Use the smile to change your world, but don't let the world change your smile. Coleman Family Dentistry is a proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing the state-of-the-art clinic, Coleman Family Dentistry is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. With locations in Mountain Home and Cotter, there's every reason to book your appointment today. Call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers.
Well, Greenwood taking the timeout right after L.J. Robbins hit the three to put the Bulldogs back on top, 51-50 with 107 left to play in the game. Sam Forbes is out on the floor. He was walking kind of gingerly after that last play.
You know, we were just talking about if you're the Bombers, what do you do here the minute seven? Do you try to hold for the last shot, you know, or do you go ahead and take the shot? If you get a good shot or a layup, you definitely take it to get the lead. But you got to make sure it's a good shot. If not, you go with about 20 seconds left, I think, try to get a bucket.
Ellison with the ball into the front court as we take inside the final minute. Here is Bickford with it now between the circles. Throws it over to Carson. He'll be fouled from behind, and a 1-1 coming up for Braxton Carson. Jay Wright picks up his third personal foul, ninth team foul against Greenwood. This will be the only 1-1 for Mountain Home. The next one will put Mountain Home in the double bonus. Braxton Carson at the line for the first time tonight. First free throw is up. No good. He misses the front end, and the rebound's controlled by Greenwood.
You know, I think Mountain Home's got to get a man defense out here. We've been in the zone. We got to try to get a steal. We got to get out and put some pressure on it. We cannot let Greenwood just run clock right here.
How long do we wait before they foul?
I think you got to start fouling anytime soon. When a guy that you know that can't hit free throws catches the ball, you foul him, like right here.
We still have one foul to give, too.
Yeah.
Here's Forbes with it. If the ball goes to Forbes, he'll be fouled from behind. That is Reed Ellison picking up his first personal foul. And that was the last foul Mountain Home has to give. The next one will put Greenwood in the bonus. Parker Gill checking out of the game, being replaced by Hunter Houston. Exactly 28 seconds left to play in this game. Greenwood with the ball up, 51-50.
Got to deny. Straight deny right here. Straight deny. Don't let him. That's the man we want to foul.
Inbound pass goes to Houston. He drills to the right side, gives it there to Robbins. Robbins drills up to the top, down to 20 seconds. Ball goes over to Forbes on the left side. Back up to Robbins. Down to 15 as ball goes back to Forbes. He's met by a double team. Kicks over to Kinnon. Down to 10, and now he'll be fouled with 9.9 left, and he'll head to the free throw line for 1-1.
Yeah, I guess Mount Home's trying to go for the steal right there. You know, I kind of foul early and extend that game and see what happens there. We've kind of let them burn, 20 seconds almost off the clock before we fouled.
Well, Aiden Kinnon is going to the line. So far, he is 0-for-1 with 16 points.
And we might have been waiting to see who they got, so we wanted to foul him, right?
Parker Gill checks back into the game, replacing L.J. Robbins. Again, 9.9 left as Ken's first free throw is up and in, so he does earn the bonus. He now has 17 on the night. And one more free throw to shoot. He'll stay in one possession game even if he gets his next free throw. Second shot is up, and he gets both. And Greenwood's going to take the timeout. We'll break with 9.9 seconds left to play in the game. It is Greenwood leading Mountain Home 53-50. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Are you building a new house, not sure where the property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They're a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 1029 Highway 201 North of Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see their full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering our future.
Four excellent reasons to choose Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home are Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin. They're trained and highly experienced in handling a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. Using on-site X-ray, MRI, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment plan. Rediscover the joy of life, pain-free and productive. Appointments available at five area locations, number 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home, plus clinics in Harrison, West Plains, Melbourne, and Ashland. Flat. Visit KnoxOrthopedics.com for information.
Well, come out of the timeout. 9.9 seconds left to play in the game. Mountain won't have the ball. Greenwood is up 53-50.
Got Dodge in. Dodge comes in. He's a three-point shooter. He's going to be another option for the Bombers. He can shoot the ball. We got to have a three right here.
He's joined by Kai Bickford, Braden Dewey, Braxton Carson, and Reed Ellison, who will inbound the ball.
Curious to see if Greenwood fouls or what their philosophy is here.
Inbound pass goes to Bickford. Bickford into the front court, down to 6 seconds. Bickford has it on the right side, gives it to Dodge Harris. To Bickford, down to 2 seconds. He's going to try to shoot to beat the buzzer. Will not go, and Mounts Home loses, and they are mathematically eliminated from playoff contention.
Oh, it looked good. It looked good the whole way. Just caught the front iron there. Good shot there by Kai.
Oh, man, that's a heartbreaker. You know, you were up 29-9 at one point in this game.
And then give
credit to Greenwood. They did what they had to do.
They did. They just kept chipping away. You know, there's not a 20-point shot in the game, and they just kept chipping away, making buckets, getting stops. And that's what you got to do to make a comeback. Greenwood did it.
So our final score tonight, Mountain Home falls to Greenwood 53-50. We'll check our final numbers in just a couple minutes. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves